This is KUNM. I'm Marisa DeMarco. So many people in America suffer long-term and dangerous illnesses that come from poor nutrition. A doctor and a chef in the South Valley near Albuquerque are part of a team working on tasty solutions. Chef Mayuel Garza chops shallots and drops them into a hot pan, the basis for an aromatic brown rice dish. A student in her Cooking for Health class has a question that the class translator translates.
What are shallots?
They're like these little cebollitas, they're little onions.
They were grown locally in the South Valley, not too far from the clinic classroom at First Choice Community Healthcare. The smell of sizzling shallots fills the room, dozens of people packed in for the monthly free demonstration that's open to the public.
So first I want to talk about what is a whole grain. When I started learning about nutrition a couple years back, I had absolutely no idea.
Dr. Will Kaufman offers a brief bilingual lecture. He says doctors get next to no training about nutrition in medical school.
This was a life-changing class for me. People with their questions revealed to me that my knowledge about nutrition was minimal. And I had what seemed to me like a simple question. What is the best way to eat for health, right? What I realize is that's an extremely complex question.
Doctors have maybe 15 minutes tops with patients, he says, and squeezing complex nutritional info in too is nearly impossible. Mary Lou Reyes came out at the suggestion of her doctor. She loves the foods we all love, tacos, enchiladas, but high blood pressure and diabetes means she has to make some changes. She says she enjoyed the rice.
I think this will work for me. I do. I like the lemon taste in it and the little small onions. What are they called? Shallots. I've never cooked with those, and they look really interesting.
Garza, the chef who taught that dish, is also the program coordinator for the series.
We really try to present recipes the community here is familiar with and are going to want to eat, and at the same time that they're healthy using local organic ingredients.
For instance, Garza once offered a version of red chili without pork that was also thickened with spinach and leafy greens instead of flour.
And they loved it, and so many people were like, oh, we're going to make it like this. Even the doctor was like, I'm going to make my red chili like that. So yeah, everybody loved it.
Garza says it often comes down to just getting people to try things a little outside their norm. Find more about this program, including all the dates for the classes this year and that red chili and leafy greens recipe on this post at KUNM.org.